Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Egypt and Qatar are making efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Blinken says it's up to Hamas to accept the latest deal on the table.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, Secretary Blinken laid out his views on how the war in Gaza should end. And he says there's been a big push to reach a ceasefire and a hostage deal.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
Hamas recently released videos of a few of the hostages, raising public pressure on Israel's government to make a deal. Israel, meantime, is threatening to move on Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Protests against the war in Gaza continued on college campuses across the nation this weekend. NPR's Brian Mann reports students are turning up the pressure on schools to divest from businesses operating in Israel.
There were arrests over the weekend on campuses in Phoenix and St. Louis, scuffles between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators at UCLA. Police at Virginia Tech moved in Sunday night to force student demonstrators off campus. Student demonstrators face accusations of anti-Semitism and calling for divestment and an end to U.S. aid to Israel's military. Pro-Palestinian activists, including some Jewish students, say that's a distraction from the war in Gaza, which began after Hamas's attack on Israel October 7th. Here in New York City, where these protests began, officials at Columbia University say they're holding off, sending in police to break up the encampment while talks with students continue. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Parts of the nation's midsection could see another round of severe storms today. A string of tornadoes touched down in central Oklahoma over the weekend, killing at least four people. In southeast Texas, a tornado ripped across Trinity County, causing destruction and multiple injuries. Sheriff Woody Wallace says he was able to assess some of the damage.
We do have injuries reported. People are being hauled out in ambulance right now. It doesn't look like any fatalities at this time. The weather does not seem to be clear at this time, so we have lots of lightning and lots of flooding and lots of possibilities for more tornadoes.
The National Weather Service says up to 10 inches of rain had fallen in Trinity County last night, prompting a flash flood emergency. Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 81 points, the Nasdaq up 49. This is NPR. Opening statements get underway today in Minnesota in the criminal fraud trial of seven people charged in a scheme to exploit lax rules during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors have accused the defendants of stealing from a program meant to provide meals to children. The Irish Prime Minister is instructing his Justice Minister to draw up new legislation for his cabinet to approve this week. Villa Marx reports the emergency measure will allow Ireland to return to the UK any asylum seekers who have traveled from there.
Simon Harris, the Irish Premier, is demanding this law be drawn up after new data showed 80% of recent migrant arrivals had reached Ireland from the UK. The move comes days after the UK Parliament passed legislation to support deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda, though so far no deportation flights have departed for East Africa. But the Irish Prime Minister has said that UK threat to deport thousands was already impacting Ireland, which does not actively police its border with Britain for historical reasons linked to decades of violence. Retaining that border's porous nature for both people and goods was a years-long focus for Brexit negotiations, but now means individuals at risk of UK deportation can easily travel to Ireland to request asylum there instead. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
The Prime Minister of Scotland is stepping down. The resignation of Hamza Youssef comes just days after he chose to end a coalition agreement with the Green Party that allowed his Scottish National Party to govern with a parliamentary majority. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.